Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm with Mike Hunchy from Hunchy CPA Group. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
Say, okay, you're a brand new CPA firm here in Warsaw. Tell us a little bit about your background, but before that, tell us why Warsaw.
Biggest reason why Warsaw was when we had, I formerly owned a DJ business, had been in the area for weddings for quite a while, and just always interested in coming back up here. And when we looked around, there seemed to be a little bit of a void in the market that we felt we could fill. Mm-hmm. So we had the right opportunity, and here we are.
Okay. So tell me a little bit, what's your background?
Sure. So my background, went to Ball State, got my degree in accounting there about 20-some years ago. Been in public accounting pretty much ever since. And in 2017, I started off on my own. Started my own CPA firm with one client working out of my closet. Dumbest thing probably I could have ever done, but it's been an experience, and it's worked so far, and it's been amazing. But with that, just public accounting, been doing income taxes, businesses, individuals, payroll, bookkeeping, anything and everything accounting-wise. I originally went to Ball State to be a teacher and quickly learned I do not have the personality to be a teacher. I'm much better at working with adults than the kids. So that has lent itself, I think, a great deal to our success in that I like to help people. Teach them, educate them really on accounting, finances, taxes, and speaking accounting to people that don't really speak accounting.
You're my kind of person. I talk to accountants and insurance people. Boy, my eyes glaze over. Yep. I just don't know what I don't know.
Absolutely.
Now, you've grown since starting in your closet. What size of firm are you guys?
So with this merger, we will be just short of 20 total employees.
Wow.
Bulk of our office is in Fort Wayne, mm-hmm. But our hope is to grow our Warsaw office up to at least 5 full-time employees.
Okay.
Would love to get more. Just depends on the demand that we have up here. But we are one of the largest locally owned firms in Fort Wayne, and we're excited that we'll be now one of the largest firms in Warsaw.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So with that diversity and stuff, what services do you offer?
We do everything and anything. So payroll, bookkeeping, whether we are writing your checks or just recording everything afterwards, training people on how to use QuickBooks, desktop, and online. If they have another accounting system, we can help with that. Tax filing, sales tax, food and beverage, all that good stuff for monthly. And then, of course, income tax preparation. We do partnerships, corporations, individuals, estates, trusts, anything and everything, financial statements, business valuations, consulting. There's really nothing that we don't offer.
Sounds like it. So once you get established in Warsaw, what are your plans for the future?
Having been in Fort Wayne for 22 years in terms of public accounting, coming to Warsaw, we've more or less stopped focusing on Fort Wayne. It's just gotten to the point that we don't feel we can really compete with the big companies there. Everybody can undercut us somewhere. That coming to the smaller towns allows us to get back to being what we truly enjoy, which is customer service, mm-hmm. Getting to know our clients, getting to actually help them, see them succeed. A big part of what we do is trying to help people navigate the future, mm-hmm. and understand what's going to happen, whether that's just simple tax planning or succession planning. If you want to turn the business over to your children, to your staff, to somebody else, being involved monthly, quarterly, yearly, we can help you plan through that from 5 years out until 5 years after. And that's really what we enjoy and what we hope to be able to do better in Warsaw maybe than what in Fort Wayne is available.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for investing in the Warsaw community. Now, you're kind of in an iconic building here. Can you let our listeners know where you're located?
Sure. So we are across from Blossers, mm-hmm. at 929 East Center. Mm-hmm. We're taking over Luann Gaisford's CPA firm. And I believe this used to be a funeral home, and you would know this better
than me. Yep, the old McCatton Sadler Funeral Home.
Yes.
Yep, big white, beautiful building here on Center Scott Street.
Very easy to get to. We really like it for that. Definitely great parking, easy access, can't ask for more.
That's right. So, you're on social media, what's your phone number? How do people get in touch with you?
Sure. So, the best place is our website, which is hunchecpa.com, HUNSCHECPA.com. Our phone number here in Warsaw is 574-267-7982. And we are on Twitter, well, X, formerly known as Twitter. We're on Facebook. LinkedIn is actually where I found Luann Gaisford's practice. We're trying to be on more, but there's just not a ton out there. And fortunately, I do have a vehicle that stands out. So if you ever see a big blue Ford F-350 with my name on the bottom of it, feel free to wave me down.
It's a huge blue F-350.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Tremor.
Yes.
I've never heard of a Tremor.
Super Duty Tremor.
You can't miss that. That's awesome. Well, thank you again. And if you can't remember Mike's number, call the Chamber of Commerce and we'll get you hooked up. Well, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. Her knowledge was limitless. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Sherry Searles, Director of Launchpad. Welcome, Sherry.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Now, first of all, we don't want to take it for granted that people know what Launchpad is. You're kind of a division of the Chamber, Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. But could you explain a little bit about what Launchpad is?
Absolutely. We are the Child Care and Early Learning Coalition for Kosciuszko County. We just finished our fifth year of work. So on October 1st, we started in 2018. So we have been in existence 5 years now and are working to help our working families find affordable, high-quality childcare.
Great. Now, I've heard you refer to Kosciuszko County as a childcare desert.
Correct. Yes. That means a childcare desert is a place that has only one seat for every three children that need care. One of the things that we have learned over the last few years is that most of that need comes in the 0 to 3 category. So we seem to have maybe an adequate number of childcare seats for 4 to 5 year olds, mm-hmm. but not for our infants and toddlers. So that's an area that we're really going to be focusing on in the next few years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad that you you exist. That's awesome. Now, you've got some new things coming up in the works.
We do, yes. First of all, I will say our coalition met last Thursday. Our coalition is made up of employers and community members across the board, and we came together last Thursday to create a new strategic plan, our 5-year plan. We just ended that. We had some great successes. We added 500 childcare seats, doubled the number.
Wait, 500 childcare seats?
Yes.
Wow.
Our goal was 500 seats in 5 years, and we were able to meet that goal.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, we're really happy about that. We also doubled the number of high-quality seats, so many of our programs began the Paths to Quality journey, which is the Indiana rating system. So we saw some wonderful successes, but we have a lot of work before us, and so we just are completing our next plan, which is a 3-year strategic plan. And so some of the exciting things that are happening, just a couple of weeks ago, we were notified that we received a grant from Early Learning Indiana.
Great.
$180,000, and that will be used to help Tippecanoe Valley Schools and Wawasee Schools license infant-toddler programs within their school districts. Mm-hmm. And so once they license those programs, they'll be able to not only care for children in their school district, staff children, but they would be able to care for children from the community as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then the next thing that's coming up that's real exciting is another grant opportunity. This is part of Governor Holcomb's next level agenda, and he would like, the hope is that more employers will get involved. And so this next grant that's coming out very soon is for employers. If they want to invest in their workforce, then they can access this funding. It's a $25 million grant opportunity. It's competitive, and there are many different ways that employers can use those funds. That doesn't necessarily mean they have to build a child care center next to their mm-hmm. Workplace, but it could be that they use those funds to help offset the cost for their employees mm-hmm. or reserve seats in a program. Many different ways that we can use those funds. And so we want to let Kosciuszko County employers know how those funds can be used. So we have scheduled 2 1-hour virtual meetings where we will break down what exactly is available for employers.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So on October 24th, there'll be a meeting from 1 to 2. On October 26th, there'll be a meeting from 10 to 11, and bring your questions, bring your thoughts, and we will talk about what is available for our employers and help them through this process, because we want to make sure that those funds come to Kosciuszko County.
Right. Yes. Now, if someone wanted to take part in this, mm-hmm. How do they sign up for it, or how do they get in touch with you? What's the best way to do that?
Well, if you are a chamber member, you should have received an email that came from us yesterday, mm-hmm. But more information will be in our weekly newsletter, or you can reach out to me here at the Chamber of Commerce. My email is ssearles@kchamber.com.
Okay. Can you spell Searles for us?
S-E-A-R-L-E-S.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you, Sherry, and thanks for all you do for our community. And I can't. That's amazing. 500 new childcare seats. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for joining us today.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.